Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMN, Joella, J-O-E-L-L-A, Amaniera, A-M-A-N-I-E-R-A. Joella Amaniera is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10/24/22, period. She states a steel door closed on her left side. Pierci did not fall, hit her head, or experience loss of consciousness. Pierci did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Pierci did receive physical therapy for her hips and back, but no surgery. Pierci is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleges a door closed on her on 10/24/22, resulting in injuries to the lower back and both hips. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Hackensack Meridian Occupational Health on 11/21/22. Period. She has pain in the low back and left hip, described as electricity, but considers it to be minimal. Period. It began on 10/24/22, and it was worse with movement. Period. Her pain level was 2/10, but she felt it was getting worse. Period. She had a history of a motor vehicle accident 30 years ago, suffering a lumbosacral sprain and strain. Period. She did not undergo an MRI or epidurals at that time. She did not undergo any epidurals at that time, but did have an MRI whose results she could not recall. Period. On this visit, she was found to have residual skin discoloration on the lateral aspect of the left iliac area. Period. Was diagnosed with sprain of the ligaments of the lumbar spine, for which she was to continue with heat application and begin physical therapy. Period. She followed up here, noting a further history of herniated discs from a prior motor vehicle collision 33 years ago. Period. She received 12 weeks of physical therapy and was discharged with maximum medical improvement. Period. She had learned that the referral for physical therapy in this instance was not yet authorized on 12/21/22. Period. She followed up here through 1/30/23, period. The final diagnoses were lumbar sprain and lumbago with sciatica. Period. She had persistent symptoms and was referred for an MRI. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 4/11/23 at STAT upright MRI of Cherry Hill. Period. It revealed thoracolumbar spondylosis with multi-level disc desiccation and facet hypertrophy throughout. Period at L2-3, there was central extruded herniation impinging upon the fecal sac with moderate to severe narrowing of the central canal. Period L1-2 and L3-4 had bulging of the annulus. Period L3-4 had mild narrowing of the central canal with facet slash ligamentous hypertrophy. Period at L4-5 and L5-S1, there was disc desiccation with annular disc bulge slash osteophyte. Period, the L4-5 level revealed mild to moderate central stenosis with mild foraminal narrowing bilaterally. Pair T11-12 and T12-L1 show disc desiccation with protruding discs, most prominent on the left at T11-12, abutting the cord. Paired within the body of the report, it is noted it was at left paramedian protruding disc abutting the cord and mild narrowing of the central canal. Prior to T12-L1, there was disc desiccation with a focal disc bulge / protruding disc effacing the fecal sac. Period. In paragraph, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Conliffe, CONLIFFE, on 5/11/23. He diagnosed displacement of intervertebral lumbar disc, comma lumbar circumneritis, comma and degenerative disc disease. Perrier is reluctant to consider spinal injections and would continue with physical therapy for the next 4 weeks. Period. Dr. Conliffe monitored her progress along with physical therapy. Part in 6/8/23, he recommended a spine surgical consultation with Dr. Kepler, K-E-P-L-E-R. Period. She was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 7/13/23 for bilateral hip pain. Period. She stated she works in a psychiatric hospital and a heavy steel door hit her left hip laterally. Period. She had some bruising. Period. She went to employee health about a month later. Period. Physical therapy was rendered and her pain got worse. Period. She had been out of work since December due to lumbar spine pain being managed by Dr. Conliffe. Period. Dr. Gupta then referred her for MRI arthrogram of the left and right hips. Period. New paragraph on 9/11/23. MRI of the left hip was read as unremarkable. Period. MRI of the right hip also was read as unremarkable. There was lower lumbar spondylosis detected on both studies. Period. She had continued to see Dr. Conliffe through 8/31/23. Period. She was to follow up in 2 months. Period. Referred her for an FCE, having essentially failed all attempts at conservative treatment. Period. It is unclear whether she participated in the FCE. Period. She did follow up at the physical therapy site on 8/14/23, noting she began treatment there on 7/25/23. Period. And physical exam. General appearance, she complained about her case manager, period. She had to go to 4 different physical therapy places. Period, extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, hips and pelvis. Faber's maneuver on the left hip elicited groin tenderness, but was negative on the right. Period, the rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She flexed actively to 75 degrees, complaining of improvement of her symptoms. Period extension was to 10 degrees with discomfort. Period bilateral rotation of the side bending were accomplished without tenderness. Period she had superficial tenderness in the midline from L3 through L5 as well as at the lumbar sacral junction. Period the rest of that is normal impressions. Joella Amaniera alleges she was struck about the left hip by a door that was closing automatically on 10/24/22. Peter Weber, she does not appear to have sought treatment until presenting to Occupational Health a month later on 11/21/22. Appeared she was appropriately initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic. Appeared she then underwent further diagnostic studies of the lumbar spine and both hips. Appeared she had the benefit of treatment with Dr. Conliff and then Dr. Gupta. Appeared she was not interested in considering surgical intervention. Appeared she was currently fairly disgruntled, complaining about her case manager and that she had to go to four different physical therapy facilities. Appeared new paragraph. She currently complains of sporadic pain in her lower back that occasionally goes to both legs. Appeared she cannot work out, comma, do yoga, comma, or heavy lifting. Appeared she curiously wears two lower back braces and one on her hip. Appeared the TENS unit has afforded her 50% improvement. Appeared she has moved on to a new employer. Appeared the current physical exam about both the hips and lumbar spine was unimpressive. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbosacral spine or left hip. Period. Her subject to complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from approximately 18 months ago. Period. End.